As a Man Thinketh by James Allen is a work of art published in 1903. It will help you develop a growth mindset. I consider it one of the most powerful books on the planet because its message lies at the foundation of 99% of all self-development books ever published. Lesson 1. Your mind is like a garden. A man's mind may be likened to a garden, which may be intelligently cultivated or allowed to run wild. But whether cultivated or neglected, it must and will bring forth. If no useful seeds are put into it, then an abundance of useless weed seeds will fall therein, and will continue to produce their kind. James tells us that our lives will always be found to be related to our inner state. We are where we are in our lives because of our thoughts. If you're unhappy and living in a box under the stairs with no money, it's because of your thoughts. As Bill Gates says, if you were born poor, it's not your fault. If you die poor, it is your fault. So start cultivating your mind by planting useful seeds. To me, this means constantly learning, taking action, and thinking better thoughts. Lesson 2. The body is the servant of the mind. At the bidding of unlawful thoughts, the body sinks rapidly into disease and decay. At the command of glad and beautiful thoughts, it becomes clothed with youthfulness and beauty. The difference between Jim, a miserable overweight person, and Clark, a happy fit person, are their thoughts. Clark thinks, it's hard pushing myself to exercise every day, but it makes me happy and fills me with energy. The long-term payoff is worth it. I love eating healthy food every day because I value my health and body. Jim, on the other hand, may think, I can't be bothered exercising today, so I won't. A bit of fast food for dinner won't hurt me. I've tried exercising and eating healthy for 1 week, but it never made a difference. Of course, you can't think you'll be healthy and magically lose weight and become happy overnight, but the habits and actions required to do so all start with the right thoughts. This brings us to our next lesson. Thought crystallizes into habit, and habit solidifies into circumstance. On a daily basis, I think about growing a huge YouTube channel that makes powerful books more accessible to the world. If these thoughts weren't a daily habit, I'd stop posting videos and the channel would stop growing. The book doesn't tell us how to form habits, but here are my top 3 tips I use in my own life. Number 1, I write my thoughts down first thing in the morning. I write daily affirmations in my journal. An affirmation is basically a thought that you affirm to yourself. If you want to become a famous singer, write, I'm a famous singer. But don't write, I want to be a famous singer, because that implies you'll always be thinking about becoming a famous singer rather than actually being a famous singer. Number 2 is to understand the long-term benefit. This is the reason I was able to stick to a ketogenic diet for 3 months and eliminate both fast food and soft drink for over a year. Here's a list of benefits I get from eating healthy. Increased energy levels, increased strength, I look healthier, a stronger immune system, ability to handle stress better, think more clearly, a lower chance of diabetes and cancer, and a psychological boost for making healthy choices. There's hundreds more, so all of a sudden, a cheeseburger and a can of Coke is extremely unappealing to me. I'd rather eat a healthy salad and drink water any day. And number 3, I associate pain with bad habits. To quit drinking soft drink, I internalized in my mind all the bad things it was doing for my health. I no longer find soft drink desirable. Lesson 4. Aimlessness is a vice. Until thought is linked with purpose, there is no intelligent accomplishment. Have you ever had that moment where you're laying in bed, munching on some snacks, you stare up at the ceiling and you ask yourself, what am I doing with my life? It's easy to settle into daily routines with no real purpose. You wake up, have a shower, go to work, come home, eat dinner, go to bed, and do the whole thing over again. A video called This Is Water by David Foster Wallace is one I find myself constantly coming back to because it inspired me to aim for something bigger than myself, rather than succumbing to a life of monotony. So how do you find your purpose? Michael Unks, author of Become the Ace, says, go out and explore, try new things, your greatest talent may emerge from something you've never considered. The most fulfilled people always seem to have a purpose. Bill Gates dreamed of having a computer on every desk in every home in the world. Mark Zuckerberg's purpose is to connect the world. What's yours? The 5th lesson is, none but himself can alter his condition. A strong man cannot help a weaker unless the weaker is willing to be helped. When I discovered how much self-development books changed my life, I wanted to tell everyone about them. The thought of people living years of their lives with solvable problems drives me nuts. I could shove the book How to Win Friends and Influence People down Johnny's throat. I could list all the benefits and the impact the book has had on my life and how it can help Johnny. I may be able to nudge him in the right direction, but at the end of the day, it's up to Johnny to take charge of his life. That's why I don't waste time helping people who aren't willing to change. I focus on the people who are. Lesson 6. Gifts are fruits of effort, not luck. If you haven't heard of Gary Vaynerchuk, you're living in a box. Gary has become known as the social media expert. He runs an extremely successful social media company called VaynerMedia and serves Fortune 500 companies. As he got more and more media attention in recent years, he got so many emails from his old friends from high school saying, "Hey Gary, you're so lucky." Gary replied to every single email and said, "Let me clarify one thing. I worked. I worked every goddamn weekend and every holiday since I was 14 years old, so you can keep that luck shit in your pocket." Everyone has the power to be gifted or talented. It's up to you to put in the effort. I highly recommend watching Gary's video called Overnight Success if you're not convinced. There's a link in the description. Now for the final lesson. Calmness of mind is one of the beautiful jewels of wisdom. James says that strong, calm people are always loved and revered. One develops calmness by patiently developing their self-control. Calm people control their temper and embrace positivity whether it rains or the sun shines. We gravitate towards people who don't panic in dire situations. Here's the way I see it. If a meteorite was coming at Earth full bore, threatening to destroy the whole world, who would you go to for support? The calm guy sitting blissfully who says, "It's going to be okay." Or the other guy who's blitzing, freaking and shollocking, screaming out loud, going, "Holy crap, we're all gonna die!" Let's review the 7 lessons we covered in this video. Your mind is like a garden. The body is the servant of the mind. Thought crystallizes into habit and habit into circumstance. Aimlessness is a vice. None but himself can alter his condition. Gifts are fruits of effort, not luck. And calmness of mind is one of the beautiful jewels of wisdom.